AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department's internal watchdog is now looking into what top Democrats call a shocking abuse of power by the Trump administration. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The department's inspector general is investigating after revelations that the Trump-era Justice Department secretly seized phone records from at least two House Democrats in a leaks probe. Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff and panel member Eric Swalwell say Apple told them last month the department subpoenaed their metadata and received it 3 years ago as the committee investigated Trump's Russia ties. Subpoenaing lawmakers' private information is extraordinarily rare. The Senate's top two Democrats are demanding former Trump attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions testify. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Chicago police officer is charged with breaching the U.S. Capitol and entering a senator's office during the January riot. Superintendent David Brown says the officer's name is Carol Cheswick.
The fact that a Chicago police officer has been charged in that attack on American democracy makes my blood boil, makes me sick to my stomach.
Prosecutors say Cheswick was among a mob of people who broke in and damaged the office of Oregon Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley. She recorded the words of George Floyd.
I think we all learn.
Teenager Darnella Frazier was awarded a special citation by the Pulitzer Prizes. She pulled out her cell phone and recorded the police restraint and death last year of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Group of seven leaders brought pledges to share vaccine doses and make a fairer global economy to a seaside summit in England. The FDA is allowing the release of 10 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine from a troubled factory in Baltimore, but material to make many more doses must be thrown out because of possible contamination. This is AP News. First Lady Jill Biden visited a preschool in Britain.
I met some wonderful teachers and principals and most of all, the children who were so inspiring and so well-behaved. I know I couldn't get over it.
The First Lady is in Britain with President Biden for the G7 summit. With her was Kate, the Duchess of Cambridge. She was asked about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's newborn daughter.
I wish her all the very best. I can't wait to meet her because we haven't yet met her, so hopefully that will be soon.
Jill Biden is a longtime English teacher who focuses on education, as does Kate, a mother of three young children. Authorities are investigating what sparked a fire at a key substation that plunged 900,000 customers into darkness across Puerto Rico, with thousands still without power. The transformer is in a secured area monitored by cameras. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.